You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, now in stereo.
We're
back after a very long break.
Yes.
We did record a show, but we were that ill, it was shit.
Yeah, we were dying, and we essentially had three beers, mumbled a bit, and went, they were okay. And it wasn't very long and was really shit.
So, yeah, we apologise, but I think everybody I've known's been struck by this illness.
Yeah, it's not been... I had it, you had it, a couple of my work colleagues had it, families all had it.
So if you've had the sniffles lately, we were sorry.
Yeah.
It took me out of drinking for a week.
Yeah, I had one beer after that show. I had one beer in 8 days or something.
Yeah.
And even that seemed like a struggle.
Let's get straight on to drinking.
Yes. Which one should we pick first?
Let's go for the IPA.
Okay.
This was donated to us by a very good friend, Mr. Pixie.
Who is Dr. Pixie?
Dr. Pixie.
Not to be mistaken with Dr. Pixie from that Channel 4 programme where people go, oh, I've got a what and I'm dead embarrassed, but I'm going to show national TV.
Yeah, I would go to my doctors over wabbing cock out
on some national TV show. What are you doing? This is very unprofessional.
I was going to just like try and ignore the fact that I was plugging my phone in.
And sound really far away on the microphone.
Yeah, but they just thought the headphones had knacked. They'd just been playing with the ends of the headphones if you'd not said anything.
Why would you do that through water one day?
Yeah. You know, people go, oh fuck, I've got to buy some new headphones.
Then, yeah. Right, anyway, without further ado. This is Centennial IPA by the Founders Brewery in the United States of America. Our friend managed to get this out pre-Trump wall.
Right.
Pre-Trump wall. So, anybody in the UK, if you see it, you might not be able to get it ever again. Donald Trump, I was about to call him David Trump for some reason. Donald Trump might not let anything out this wall once it's up. So, you know, be on the lookout. It is 65 IBUs, 7.2%, 12-ounce bottle, which is 335ml for us normal people.
Yeah.
We don't know how much it cost. It cost plenty money in America, so it was...
dollars!
Basically free, because it's not real money.
Well, that's got a nice sort of toffee nose to it. Nice toffee, nice.
It's a good, it's not too light.
It's a
kind of brownie.
It's like a light amber colour, isn't it?
Yes, that's a better description than a bit of a brown.
Yeah, you see all these podcasts and they're like serious people. What are us to? Our expertise comes from, we've drank quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we talk a load of rubbish. We've not formally trained or looked at any books or anything.
It smells crappy. Again, smells cracking, not very descriptive.
So it could be because it's not got a massive hop character to it, but it's got that sort of taste, you know, in the...
It tastes similar to... the one... from Rob Wylam.
Yeah.
Similar to theirs. What?
Double Jacket.
Yes,
is that the one?
That's the one.
But less... But again, that's what I'm saying.
A little in between Jacket and Double Jacket. I think that's...
So there's not a great... Like, it's not screaming out, but it's got a nice balanced...
Very delicate flavours. With a really good kind of a hoppiness finish, which doesn't punch you in the mouth.
No.
But it does say...
But again,
I'm
caramelly, toffee, nice flavours. Yeah, that's a cracker, that one.
Yeah, it is a cracker. Thank you very much, Dr. Pixie.
Yeah, because when he think he said, I got you this, it was from a random island. I think it might be rubbish. If it is, it was that sort of like...
Yeah. But no, he's done well there. There is a government warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects.
You say that every time. You read that a million times.
But don't. It's telling our listeners?
Yes. For all the pregnant listeners out there. Right, what we're putting it on the ball?
I wanted to say 71, but that might not be good enough.
No, I would put it about 71.
Cool.
It's not 71.
We're doing all right when we don't need to argue about the numbers.
Right, we'll go for that one and I'll...
we'll come back.
Come back.
Are we pairing this one with food?
We've got food.
We do have some food.
We've got some food to pair it with. I'll just...
unprofessionally run to the kitchen that our studios have.
We have to share.
Yeah. You're going to snap it.
We are pairing this.
Did I get the little bit?
We're pairing this with a carrot.
Yes, it's a Tesco, like sixpence carrot jar with its entrails and roots and everything. But what if I got the small bit? I like carrot.
Oh, swap.
Oh, God. Thank you. It's orangey.
Yes, it's a carrot.
I don't know if it goes economically
with it. No.
They don't complement each other.
No, no, you got to choose who the carrot.
It's not like they fight each other. Basically, if you want a snack, a healthy snack with a beer, carrot would go wrong.
But that's what they should start selling in the pubs, a good healthy carrot.
I'd probably buy an overinflatedly priced carrot.
A beer.
Before some crappy pork scratches.
So, we'll be back after this little number.
After I finish this big carrot.
Yeah. Beer number two.
This one came in one of my favourite boxes quite a while ago. Probably around Christmas time.
Go on our Twitter if you want to go up Flavour Lee.
Yes. We've got a code somewhere.
Yeah. Out of all of them, it's the best value for money. We wouldn't necessarily say it was definitely the best for beer selection. Yeah. I think Beer 52 tend to have the better beers in. But value for money with Flavour Lee.
And actually, I think you get a good variation on Flavour Lee. Some months is really good, some months is really bad. Well, not really bad. Like, oh my God, I'm not going to drink these. But sometimes they're not as good as other months. This month, I got some more local brews from around here. So right. I was a bit disappointed because it's stuff that we can get really
rarely. Yeah, but then I suppose somebody else...
And the month before, there was one from a local brewery, and I was like, well, you know what? Because these are breweries we see all the time, I was a bit like, well, I don't want to drink these.
But no, it's a good thing to get people. It's like, you know, as a present and things.
So this one's a 330ml bottle. It is called Hibernator Bock, and it's a New World Bock. 6.3% from the Panda Frog project. So we've always had, we've not been disappointed with Panda Frog ones in the past. We've always kind of enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Even if they've not been quite to our taste. That smells really...
It's got quite a malty smell, doesn't it?
Yeah. Very smooth.
Yeah, not amazing amounts of flavour, but the flavour there are very subtle.
It's probably a refined flavour.
Yeah, I think...
Somebody's taking the time, and there's probably a very particular flavour that they're targeting in a very subtle way. It's not...
Again, it's got a trickily... I like treacly taste, if that makes sense, as in a little bit, rather than stomping of it. Again,
it's good.
It's good.
I think I prefer the previous one.
I definitely prefer the previous one.
Oh, there's a car.
There's a car turn.
See, it's still dark at the moment, at this time of year.
So not much happens out the window.
Not a lot. We just see red lights from the back of the car.
And was the shiningness of our faces in the window.
Well, the shining of your face. I can't see my face. There's a curtain in the
way. Ah, right. I can see your face, unfortunately. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, so I would say it's, personally, about 65.
That was bang on where I was going to say. I was going to say 65. It did well, that's quite nice.
That's easily. So what we're pairing this with, and I might actually go with this.
This might work.
Is it was reduced It was 45 pence.
What? It was 90p.
It was 90p for ear sausage. Actually, 45 pence is expensive just for a sausage, you know. But okay, it's...
deformed.
It's an okay size sausage, but...
there's some people that say that's a bit of a small sausage.
So, well,
well, it's got things in it.
Yeah, it's a spicy sausage. I hope it's got some spice to it.
Stop moving your sausage at us. It's like a cheap butter sausage as opposed to a cheap sausage.
Yeah.
There's meat in it, there's a bit of flavour.
It does go with beer. But that's about it.
Yeah.
So, Panda Frog Project beer good? Sausage?
Not so good.
Not so good.
If I'd paid 90p for this, I'd be well pissed off.
Mm-hmm. Should up the games, Tesco's near.
But I've never seen these full price. You know, I've seen sausages on cheap at Tesco in the heater. And I've never seen them full price. So is that full price just a fake full price for them to
pay? No, I've seen them full price.
45p for people to go, oh, I'll pay that 45p for a warm sausage. I mean, it's a bit pricey.
I always have a dilemma because I like me like bacon ribs from Morrison's. Mm-hmm. Whenever I go in, there'll be like one skanky one, and then there'll be like one nice one that's a bit bigger. And I don't want to turn around and say I'll have that one because I look like a greedy dick. And every time it's a skanky one.
Well, that's because they want to give you the big ones there to draw people and go, oh, they look all right. They've probably got a shit ton of skanky ones out back, ready to pull and just keep it.
Has to mug for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll finish this off and come back to you.
Yeah.
Beer number three.
Steam Machine Brewing Treacle Toffee Stout. Alcohol by volume, 18%.
What the fuck, Phil?
Right, we'll pick this because 6.3% is just piss weak. We'll start at 7, go to 6 and 18.
The one that we are pairing with our meal, evening meal.
Christ, it's a 330ml bottle and it's not got price on it.
It was money.
Yeah. Was this a money one?
Or was this was what I bought. I can't remember where I bought it from. Because I think it was Coppers I bought it from. I am eating food at the moment. I'm eating the garlic bread.
We'll be pairing this beer with garlic bread.
It's probably not the best thing. I'll take a mouthful of water.
Where's the garlic bread from?
Out my oven?
No, before that.
Tesco's?
Tesco's, there we go. It's alright, it's a bit spongy. It's a bit like a...
well, it's like a ciabatta, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say... crumpet.
So the beer... The best description I can say for that smell is dark.
Dark, yeah. You know what? You smell it, and it like pulls your eyes.
You know
and
the other
pull
one,
the light away from smell.
You know the other one smelled slightly of tar, of
toffee and
of stuff like that.
Yeah.
This smells really like tar and blackness and treacle. A lot of treacle.
If you could black hole smell, this is it.
Yeah. So.
By the way, it looks black. I mean, it's very black. Even through the light, it is black. I don't think it passes light through it. It does taste good.
It's got a slight smokiness to it, but quite... not overly smoky, but at least a nice smoky finish. You get that really sort of... rich sort of caramel flavours coming through at the start.
Yeah.
Probably slightly nutty.
Bonfire toffee.
Yeah.
Very, very bonfire toffee. That dark kind of...
Nice.
Yes. I think some people are going to really not like this.
I think the only thing is, as you said, at 18%, it's a very high volume for the taste you can get on a much lower percentage beer. So, if you want to have a couple of beers and get off your tits...
This is a good one. It's got the big flavour with a big percentage.
I don't think it was expensive when I bought it.
It does say 18%, doesn't it?
It looks like 18%.
Or is that 10?
Is that 10? I think that's a 10.
So, it could be 10.
Yeah, that's definitely 10.
10.
You just read it wrong. Yeah, look there. That's 10. That's 10. But even 10%, that's still...
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make more sense, Bob. For the flavour profiles and stuff.
Yeah. So, but it's good. It's the more you drink of it, I think the better it gets. Yeah.
So where are we putting that on the board?
I
think it's probably just Pips, the first beer that we had.
Yeah, but does it pip it full point?
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah, you know what? It does. The 72 fit with that.
Yeah. Right, we'll put that. So what we're pairing it with is homemade pizza. Garlic bread.
Why didn't you say when we were shopping for pairings that you had potatoes and garlic bread? Because that is the three pairings for the beers we've just had.
Yeah, but we want to eat them together because it's a main meal.
A main meal. So does the beer go with the pizza? Not really.
No. It's a nice beer.
But don't. Don't like dip a pizza in the beer or anything. It's not like a food to go with that.
An IPA would have been much better or something.
It doesn't really go with the crumpet style garlic bread. Yeah, look at the holes. They're crumpet sized holes.
Are you going to send that back because you're not getting as much bread money?
Yeah. You'd feel hard done if you got them massive holes in your bread.
No, it would not go. It's fucking to your batter.
I've just spent all this money on some bread with holes in it.
You want holes with bread? It means light and airy and shit.
Yeah, but it means you're paying for air.
Okay, well, why don't I just get you a bag of flour? I'm going to make you just a flour bread with just some flour and water. It's like...
But I like flatbread. You know, bread that's not risen, that hasn't got air in it. Works. You're not paying for something. You're breathing free.
You're a fucking tit.
I'm a fucking tit.
Yes.
Says the one that said bomb for Columbine. Is that not the sequel to Kingpin?
I was going to mention that on the podcast. I might remove it, I might not, depending on how lazy I am. Okay. We will come back after this little ditty for our summer and after we've eaten all of our food. Nom nom. Nom.
And three beers.
Yeah, three nice beers. You know, there wasn't. One of them that wasn't. You know, there was one that was not disappointing.
No. Out of the loss, the week's loser, or least favourite, loser's a bit harsh.
You know, I'd say loser.
Like, loser.
Loser's something you don't like, where. A bottle that I'd be quite happy to drink.
So when we were losers, people didn't like us then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I had loads of mates.
Yeah.
So we'll do it in order of awesome. Sea Machine Brewing Trickle Toffee Stout was the winner.
Was our favourite.
They win our hearts.
Yes.
For this podcast.
And they're local lemons. They're Durham way.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better. I thought they were a little bit further north.
No, Durham, I'm sure.
Oh, brilliant. Second was Founders Brewing Centennial IPA. That was really good. Halfway around the world, jumping a wall and everything else. And then last but not least was Panda Frog Project Hibernator Bock, New World Bock.
Yeah.
Three very different styles.
Yeah, really nice. That's
three
good.
Really good beers.
So I like this show. Different styles, different.
And the food was alright.
Yeah.
Even the garlic bread.
Even your garlic bread.
I'd lost words. Crumpet bread.
So do you not like chipper?
Batter, as
you
call it.
Do you like crumpets then?
I love crumpets.
But they have holes here.
Yeah. But I'm buying them. But the holes on the top, they're not hidden. They're not deceiving me. They like, oh look, we've got like nice bread with no holes in. And the holes in the middle.
If you see the holes and you're quite happy.
So it's like semi-skimmed milk and skim milk. It's lying about what it is. You know, because semi-skimmed milk's mainly water with a bit of white paint put in it.
Or you can have Bob milk.
Bob milk.
That's semi-skimmed milk that costs 50 pence more.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
No, me neither. Why? Why is milk nowadays so shit?
Well, it's because now, like, these laws, so it's got to, they've got to pasteurise it and stuff.
So that means they get to water it down.
Well, I don't, but they've got to put it through, like,
why are we rubbing your tit there?
Because you can't get it straight from tit.
Can you not?
You know, I think if you went up to a cow and started suckling on his teat,
yeah,
you get arrested.
Don't know, but there's some cows on the way home. Should I try it tonight?
I think the amount of RSPCA complaints you would get.
Only if they catch me. It's dark.
And as long as you don't put them in a bin.
Yeah, I'll not put the cow in the bin.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you about the time I walked home and thought I was going to be chased by a dog, but it turned out to be a baby cow?
What?
So I walked past the farm, just at the top of the industrial estate, and I was walking and I saw in the corner of my eye this kind of
big dog.
And I thought it was like a massive Alsatian somewhere, and it was proper staring at me, and I thought, shit, I'm going to be eaten here. And then I looked and saw it was a little calf being all cute and everything, and my heart was just, I must have had a heart attack or something. I was just like, whoa! And the relief.
By a dog the size of a cow.
A baby cow. So, you know, it was like just a bit bigger than waist height. It would have been really big Alsatian, but it was like a small cow.
Or a really tasty supper.
Yeah. And I was just like, shit.
So, yeah, everybody out there in internet land.
Yeah, there's Bob thinks a story about me and my skin.
Yeah, so now if it's like bloody Jack and Norrie this. Ready for bed now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have me...
Your hot milk.
Me hot milk, yeah.
Or white paint border.
Ovaltine, not Ovaltine.
I like Ovaltine.
What's Maltesers? What's that?
Maltesers?
Malt.
Chocolate.
What's that malt thing?
Horlicks.
Horlicks. I like Horlicks. It's like a game, this. Yeah. Look at these people.
Other brands may exist because Horlicks is a brand.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we don't endorse people like Tesco. They just get free advertising because the food's shit.
Yeah.
They're
not coming some sort of pool this week with supermarket. I'm sure there's...
I don't know.
It's not interesting at all. I don't know why I'm talking about it, but there was some bull this week about supermarkets.
And Tesco came at the top?
No, they didn't come at the top.
They were just in it.
Just in it.
Well, that was inevitable. They're a supermarket. How many supermarkets are there in the UK? You know, they're going to be in the pool. It's not like, you know, Happy Shopper down the road's going to make it.
What do they do? There's loads of Happy Shoppers.
Is there? I've not seen a Happy Shopper in years.
Yeah, there'll still be some. Well, they're not all spas now.
Oh, Quicksave. Quicksave's not going to make it in the pools anymore, are they?
No.
Or Safeway.
No.
So,
true.
Unless you're in America and Quicksave and Safeway still do exist.
Yeah, like...
And Woolworths and all these other brands, which happen to have the same names as UK ones, but weren't affiliated.
No.
And that's a weird evolution of things, you know. Having the same name for a similar...
Right, February the 28th at 8 o'clock, at 8:30.
That's the one.
Go to our website, you'll get a link to our live launch event for some special thing.
Special thing. What? That makes it sound like it's, you know, a donkey show or something. It's not a donkey show.
We've got Little Sebastian.
Little Sebastian.
Yeah.
That makes it sound worse. Way worse. When I think Sebastian, I think this really smart 10-year-old kid that goes to like Eton or something and goes, "Oh, my daddy's a doctor and my mother works in law." We don't have a child. We don't have a child in this studio.
So basically, the 28th of February at 8:30, we're going to be doing a live show. We're going to be sort of announcing our big project. There's been a bit of information on the internet. You can go and search for that. We'll try and keep a bit mystery about it.
A bit mystery.
We'll be reviewing some beers. There'll be some VTs of stuff.
VTs? What does VT stand for?
Videotape.
Oh. Well, no, it won't be because we don't have tape. There'll be VFs. Video files.
Yeah. We'll already record. So it's going to be a bit of a good little show. So...
Well, we hope it's going to be good. You guys might think it's crap like the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, but if the...
I can't know what else to do. I'm gonna watch them two fuckwits because you know what, it makes me feel better about my life.
Do you think anybody's binge watched us? Or listen to
us? They can't binge watch us.
They can't make them watch like the little lines go up and down. Binge listen to us.
Listen to us on mute.
You know, like you do a show where you like watch the same show for days on end.
I don't really enjoy it.
Yeah, there's some people going, I need to know what happens next. Which beer they're going to be. If that is part of your life, what we would say is seek help.
Yeah.
Genuinely, we would prefer you to. We like having listeners. We like having fans and things. But if you've watched, listened to us non-stop at any point in your life, then...
Well, no, it's going to be non-stop for the half an hour, 45 minutes or whatever, however long the show is. That will be non-stop.
Well, no, what I mean
because
is...
they're not going to pause it and go, oh, they're pairing food. I must get myself a carrot.
No, I wonder about if there was sort of... show after show after show. If you've listened to 5 hour shows in a row, seek medical help.
Yeah. Well, like, mental help. What? Not physical.
I call the doctors.
Yeah.
Get a friend.
Because going to a doctor and going, Phil and Bob say I need to come and have a look because I might have a broken bone. That's not going to work. No, we just think you might be impaired somehow.
Yes. Because we tend to be impaired by the end of the...
Yeah. And especially at 10% beer.
Basically, we are... Are we classed as enablers?
Enablers?
Yeah.
What, people drinking?
Yeah.
We're not really forcing them.
No, but we're, you know, like, feeders.
And we're not enabling them.
We're encouraged, though.
We're encouragers, but we're not enabling. We're not, like, opening a beer shop.
So they're enablers. They're just encouraging.
So anywhere that sells beer is an enabler because they're enabling you to get hold of it. Which we're just suggesting.
Very unprofessional. Boo.
Your phone going off in the middle of it. I'm here. What friends do you have?
I have friends.
I'm hurt.
I have my daddy.
I am so hurt.
It's probably not, but could it be me, daddy?
It could be your daddy, yeah, but I'm very hurt that you've got another friend.
I've got another friend.
Go home and cry tonight.
What do you think I do the rest of the week?
Just sit in the corner and look at it and go, why have I got no friends?
Right, anyway, people, so...
Yes, website. 28th,
it's going to be... We're going to launch our new website. It's going to be great. I hope it's going to be great.
Or it's going to be a mess.
Basically, like a new website, so you can have a look at that. It's 8 o'clock at 8:30 at night, so you can have a couple of beers while listening to us.
Or a cup of tea. We're not going to force you to have beer.
Yeah.
I mean, you might listen to this for the whole comedy value, which would be stupid, and not like beer.
Yeah.
So our website, so people know what it is.
www.formalshark.co.uk.
That is formal, spelled with an F.
Yeah. Or you could go like, HTTP,
/...
No, it's not too long. Yeah. And all that sort of mumble jumble. At Formal Shark, that's the best way to contact us. On Twitter.
Yeah, don't just go at Formal Shark. They'd be like, well, what?
On Twitter, that's probably the best way to contact us. It's where we're probably most...
Phil does that.
...prevalent.
I kind of work with it.
We're on Facebook, /Formal Shark. Well, facebook.com/Formal Shark.
We're on iTunes. Press 5 stars on iTunes because it makes us look good, even if we're crap.
So on iTunes, we've got the RSS feed so that you can put it on your podcast.
I mean, presumably, if you listen to us, you already know this.
Well, you might not. You might have just...
Stumbled on the link.
Or somebody might be like, oh, come on, listen to this. You know, I was like, I force you to listen to rubbish.
That could have gone really dark. You forced me to do quite a few things.
We're on Instagram now.
Oh, yeah. This time I just got a load of nude pictures of you.
We're on Instagram. Type in Formal Shark.
Now, the question is, would we get more likes for pictures of beer or pictures of you naked?
Definitely beer.
You think?
Yeah.
There might be some people out there that like the looks of hairy men downstairs and non-hairy upstairs.
I've got carpets upstairs, laminate. Carpets downstairs, laminate upstairs.
Yeah, even though you live in a bungalow.
Yes. So this is the first show and we're already going very bizarre. Sorry, people. We'll see you next time.
Next time. time.
I was going to say week. But we're never weekly. Yeah, yeah, it could be month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to finish these. You have a good night, day, life.